Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 18th of February, and I'm recording at, looks like it's 9:55 p.m. in that Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, apologies for my absence yesterday. It was really rather quite bizarre here. Over the weekend, we did have a fairly fierce storm in the London area, winds getting up to 100 miles an hour, but net effect of it, in South Kensington, we had a number of the servers out, including PlusNet, which is the one that I use, and that meant that we had no telephone. Actually, that's coming in from a different source, but we had no house telephone. We had no internet all day yesterday, and that meant that I had no Bloomberg yesterday as well. So with an online service, that's pretty much inoperable, which is very much the case. But fortunately, Owen was able to get out his copy, and I'm glad to be back here today. Okay, let's see what's happened in here today. First, in stock markets, Japan had a good run today, up 4.68%. That's, bigger pardon, up 3.13%. And the gain was 450 points, and it's taken the Nikkei 225 back up to 14,843. So very much back in form, and it's got the yen weakening here, including today 102.36. So I think we're heading back up towards that 104, 105 area at least, and that would push Japan higher overall. Now, elsewhere in the Asia Pacific stock markets, the main China indices were a little bit lower, 0.75 point down, percentage point down on the Shanghai composite, but that had a good run this month up to this point. India had a small upward dynamic here, 0.4 percentage point higher today, and breaking up out of a little range for that S&P BSE Sensex index, so that's no longer slipping. Elsewhere, mixed, but a few more markets higher than lower. And then looking at Europe, also mixed in here today. Really kind of a quiet day, but the UK not doing badly, up 0.9%. Sweden was down a similar amount. In the Americas, Dow closed down a little bit, but it was only 24 points, S&P fractionally higher. The NASDAQ, which has been really Mr. Strength all along, has ended higher, up 0.2 percentage point. Elsewhere, Mexico weaker, and Brazil. Well, Brazil's been in the doghouse since 2011, and down another 2% in here today. Looking elsewhere, the U.S. dollar on the soft side. It's gotten down, a dollar index has gotten down to the 80 level. That sees the euro up to 1.3758, I should say. And it tends to run out of steam up in the 138, 139 level, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happened again. I don't think Mario Draghi wants to see the euro running too strongly in here. Sterling, which I had not noticed earlier today, but actually sterling is a little bit weaker, 1.6682. Australian dollar is a wee bit firmer overall. The Asian currencies which had been rallying this month. Remember, they were battered in part of December and particularly in January. And then they have been rallying this month, but we're a little bit easier in here today, sort of just breaking that almost consecutive day run to the upside. But the big drama in here today was definitely in the commodity markets. Now, remember our old friend, the CCI index, that's that cumulative commodity index, so that old CRB. It's an equal weighting index, which is useful, I think, for measuring the sector. Well, it had really been flirting with that 500 support level, psychological support level, really since last June. Well, today it was up an additional 9 points and up to 543.5, 543.5. So what it's done is it's taken out the last several highs that we've seen, and this is consistent within that ranging phase, overall. And it really does provide a little bit further evidence that we are seeing basing activity in here, and it's quite interesting. It's pretty much across the boards. Now, so some of the highlights in that, and I'm just going to bring up the full commodity index so that I can see all this. First, precious metals. Now, gold at one stage today was looking quite was soft. It was down about $15, and then it pushed ahead. It's currently at 1322. Silver has been strong again as well, having dipped this morning. It's up to 21.92, so almost at $22, and again, it looks like support building here for these two precious metals. Now, the industrial metals are it's a mixed picture. They've basically been going sideways, but they have that look of the type 3 sleeper base formations that those of you who've been on the chart seminar will know about. There's a lot of sideways ranging activity. But you get that little saucering characteristic after each of the dips to the lower side of the range, and that's what we continue to see. The weakest one by far is aluminium, and that's often the case. Aluminium is produced mainly by energy exporters because energy is so costly in the production of aluminium, and so they can do it more competitively. And therefore, it's a little less subject to some of the other supply-demand factors here. So aluminium is definitely lagging, but the others, well, I maintain that I just mentioned that this is base activity taking place. And I'm also encouraged because we've seen some sharp moves to the upside in commodity shares, and Owen commented on a lot of those yesterday. And but we've been pointing out that I've certainly been mentioning in a number of these audios over the last couple of months that late in bull market cycles, and I think that we are certainly a bit long in the tooth in this bull market cycle, certainly in terms of the leadership of it from Wall Street. That doesn't necessarily mean that a bear market is knocking on the door. I don't think that's going to be the case, not with all this easy money flying around. But the point I've made repeatedly is that highly cyclical sectors, such as natural resources, are very often late and sometimes explosive movers in maturing bull market cycles. And the evidence is conducive of that. We think things like Rio Tinto, BHP, BlackRock, World Mining, Those are some of the more important ones, and they've done awfully well in here this month, and I think we'll have further gains following here overall. Now, the soft commodities have really been leading for the most part, although they've had some companies I've just been mentioning. But a lot of these look quite interesting. I still own corn up a little bit. I also own some wheat. That's moving ahead. These grains and beans are coming up from very low levels. And I think, although this is normally a quiet part of the year in terms of their supply-demand activity, that with the shockingly wet weather that we're seeing in Europe, certainly not least in the UK, and then plus the freezing cold weather that much of the US has seen, that people are a little bit anxious here. And then we've had some drought in South America, and again, we've had a lot of very, very wet weather in some of the Asian commodity growing regions. So I think people are just saying, well, let's put on the bet, and that's what I've done. And I may well add to that. And the sector often moves simultaneously. We're also seeing coffee. That's one that I've owned recently, and I really should pick up again. Sugar, another one that's looking like it's doing quite well. So most of these are coming into form. And then today, we've got very big gains in crude oil. Now, I haven't seen anything on this, and I haven't really had time to do any digging on that, so I'm not quite sure what this is about. But the WTI, that's the US crude, that's up to 103.15 as I speak. That's up $2.85 here today. And the more important Brent is at 110.63. That's up $1.45. So they have both firmed up, particularly the WTI, with that spread narrowing. Now, I don't know if this is due to technicalities and or due to technicalities, but and don't quote me on this because it's a guess on my part and Owen's, as we were discussing this earlier today, that of course refining is not helped by the cold weather that we're actually seeing. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's a factor here, or also U.S. production in terms of the shale activity. If you're dealing with extremely cold weather, it's not so easy to produce the stuff. So my guess is that's what's behind the crude, and I certainly hope that it's not something more, because what we don't want is breakouts from the upper side of the ranges. Now, that's not an immediate prospect, but it's on the horizon when you get a rally that's been as strong as we've seen here in the last few days. So, interesting times here overall. Now, stock markets, just I've started with them, but also finished with them, just to say that you remember we had the negative January effect. And that, I think, was a warning shot across the bows. But we've also got a tremendous amount of monetary liquidity sloshing around in the system, obviously mainly in the developed economies. But that gets spread further afield, and that's not bear market territory unless you have a country that where the politics and the policies have gone amiss. And in this choppy type of market environment that I expect in 2014, that where countries are out of favor for political reasons or governance reasons, they can underperform and certainly record small statistical bear markets, but the developed stock markets are really still quite firm. not least that NASDAQ, which I mentioned earlier, but they are also overbought. And so, having come down and become very oversold by the end of January, they have pushed up, and here on the 18th of February are really quite overbought in the short term once again. So expect more choppy activity, and it's buy low, sell high if you're doing anything in here that nature. The don't pay up for things, but buy them on the setbacks. And if you're inclined to do any selling, do it into the teeth of the rallies. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.